Doug Mays hasn't held office since he left the Kansas legislature in 2006, but the former Speaker of the Kansas House was recently coaxed back into politics, jumping into the 2nd District congressional race at virtually the last minute.
Well, without getting into too much detail, I started getting phone calls and people telling me I needed to get in.
The calls, Mays says, were coming from Republican Party leaders, alarmed that the race had slipped from a likely Republican win to a toss-up on several national prediction boards. A chief concern, Mays says, was whether the other candidates could raise enough money to compete with Lawrence Democrat Paul Davis, who faces no primary opposition and whose fundraising has already topped $1 million.
I'll tell you, they just felt like that none of the candidates could win. And if people, whether it's justified or not, believe you can't win, they don't contribute to your campaign.
Despite the late additions of Mays and State Senator Dennis Pyle from Hiawatha, the GOP field of 7 still lacks a marquee name. Someone like Attorney General Derek Schmidt, who flirted with the idea of running.
You know, I'm obviously aware with Lynn's retirement, we're going to need a new member of Congress there. Service appeals to me.
Ian Schmidt decided instead to run for re-election as Attorney General. That, says Washburn University political scientist Bob Beatty, may have had something to do with Davis's fundraising prowess.
That scares away Republican candidates.
Headliners like Schmidt, Beatty says, may have decided against chancing their political careers against a well-funded challenger in a year that the nation's politics might favor the Democrats.
Which opened it up to a lot of candidates who nobody really knows who they are.
One of those candidates, State Senator Steve Fitzgerald from Leavenworth, was perfectly willing to sit the bench. At the Republican State Convention in 2017, he said if either Schmidt or Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach ran, he wouldn't.
These guys are heavyweights, the statewide elected officers. They've got a track record that's good. In Republican circles, they are very strong.
But with the heavyweights out, Fitzgerald got in last July with one overriding message.
Bernie and Hillary's Democrats are desperate to retake Congress and resume their death march to socialism. We cannot let that happen.
Holding on to a district that Donald Trump carried by 18 points in the presidential race is a theme being struck by all of the GOP hopefuls. During a recent appearance on a conservative radio talk show, political newcomer Steve Watkins, an engineer and Army veteran from Topeka, said he's eager to help advance Trump's agenda.
I like Trump's progress that he's made on so many fronts. And I love the simplified tax code. I love low taxes. I love the deregulation that I've seen. I love the judicial appointments that I've seen. I love the patriotism.
Covering roughly the eastern third of the state between the Nebraska and Oklahoma borders, the 2nd District has been reliably red for the past 10 years, but not so much before that, when Democrats regularly held the seat. While not reluctant to criticize Trump, Davis is attempting to appeal to moderate Republicans and independents by talking about bipartisanship and by promising not to support Nancy Pelosi for Speaker.
We got plenty of people on both sides of the aisle in Washington that are just sitting on the end of the political spectrum, just providing more and more noise. They have no interest in walking across the aisle and talking to somebody of the opposite political party.
Republican operatives downplay the fact that Davis carried the district in his 2014 bid for governor. That race, they say, was a referendum on the decidedly unpopular Governor Sam Brownback. Davis won't have that advantage this time, says Michael Byerly, a former spokesperson for outgoing Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins. He now works for the Congressional Leadership Fund, a Republican super PAC.
Paul Davis is an out-of-touch liberal who, despite his claims, would support Nancy Pelosi and her agenda.
While Byerly sounds pretty confident, the PAC sees Davis as enough of a threat to have pre-booked more than $1 million in television time to drive that message home. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.